Hits 106 KHQ. It is Fish on the line with me, former Detroit Lion wide receiver Herman Moore. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you today?
Great. Thanks so much for giving us a little bit of your time here. The Sports Impact Luncheon going on tomorrow. It's at North Central Michigan College from 11 till 1. It's with a sports marketing agency teaming up with Bear River Health, encouraging the community to come out. Tell me a little bit about what you guys will be discussing tomorrow.
Well, mainly it's a great event. We've done it. I've done it with SMA, Sports Marketing Agency, and Sean Jordan about four times, and with other alumni, and having the ability to tour. Initially, it was Southeast Michigan, but now being able to go across the state to talk about the impact of mental illness, but also use of opioids and other drug use and things of that nature that I think affect not just any particular community or demographic, but many. So we just to show that the reach is vast in terms of these issues and these disorders. So it's just really more of awareness. It's also letting people know within their communities where potential assistance or help is located so that they could be better equipped to handle these crises when these things occur.
It's unfortunate we hear even more so nowadays the effect of the opioid crisis all across not only the country, but here, especially in the state of Michigan.
Oh, yeah. It's something that has been growing nationally. But then when you look at where you live, you realize that you're not immune. Your community is not immune. Your gender, your race, your ethnicity, none of that, or socioeconomic status. So for us, it's important to just continue to be that vehicle that promotes the message, that promotes the fact that there are those out here that can assist or help. And then also to try and get ahead of it through some preventative measures such as this, where we go in and we speak to the community, we speak to young adults about the power that they possess over choice. And that's where we really try and drive that home.
Right. You said you've been working with SMA and the Sports Impact Luncheons. How long have you been doing these?
I've been doing these for a few years. In particular, I think this is for me, this is my second one that I've done with them this year. But I've done it with them over the past few years as far as how long they've been doing it. I know Sean, the founder, has been thinking about doing this for at least 5 years. He and I, we spoke about it well around that time. And just seeing that it's taken off and it's grown to the level now that he's got the partnerships and the relationships with a lot of the community leaders and programs that do offer this assistance.
And that's, again, the Sports Impact Luncheon's going on tomorrow at North Central Michigan College in Petoskey from 11 until 1. Now, it's kind of like a panel where you guys are sitting on a stage and taking questions from the crowd, correct?
Correct. There'll be some questions that will be given that we know are relevant to the audience, and then we will also have the ability to answer questions that perhaps those in attendance will have, and just lend whatever our expertise or whatever our experience is that could give value to the response. And for us, that's what it's really all about. It's about having those candid conversations. It's about sitting down and being able to have the ability to discuss some of these tough topics and to try and figure out what the resolution could be.
You guys are teaming up with the Bear River Health in Walloon Lake. Do you know who else will be on the panel with you tomorrow?
I'm not exactly sure exactly. Sean does a really good job of making sure they're relevant people. Typically, I'll probably find out today. We have an event, a VIP event this evening, where we will get to meet the other panelists and also those that are in support of the program. And typically, that's where we learn who the other additional panelists will be, because there's nothing that's necessarily prescripted. It's all of us coming and talking about what we have experience in and talking about subject matters that we think that we can provide tremendous insight to the audience that perhaps they may not be privy to.
And that VIP meetup is going on tonight in the Vienna Room there at Boyne Mountain. That's from 6 until 8. I assume it'll be some like meet and greet opportunities as well with the panel?
Yes, it will be. We'll have an opportunity to meet some of the people in the community that are responsible for helping make this happen, and also those that are advocates for the program and also for their community. And we'll have the opportunity to hopefully exchange information so that we can all be in contact with one another. For me personally, it means a lot. I travel vastly throughout the state of Michigan and other neighboring states, and then also my home state, Virginia. And for me, being here for over 30 years now, it's given me the opportunity to really touch a lot of these communities. So for me, going back, it's just, again, going back to places I'm familiar with, going back to places where I think there's an opportunity to provide help and address some needs. And as a former athlete, that's very important to me. It's very important to be still attached to not just the communities I played in, but to be attached to the state that supported me.
Right, right. Now, is this the first time you've been in the Petoskey area?
No, it's not.
It is not.
My son, he's a snowboarder.
Oh!
he loves to ski and snowboard and all those things. So we've come up quite a few times. And, we're familiar with the area to some extent.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're looking forward to that event again tomorrow. It's from 11 until 1, North Central Michigan College. It's the Sports Impact Luncheon, a mid-morning session of food, football, and inspiration. Thanks so much, Herman Moore, for joining us today.
Hey, absolute pleasure. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to let our message go.